anymore. You know, even if you were the starter last year, I still believe there's competition no matter what. You gotta compete every single day, whether it's in the summer, whether it's in the spring. And the one thing that's important is fall camp, getting with those guys and getting the timing right and just competing every single day. You know, no matter who wins the starting job, there's still going to be competition after that.
What do you feel like you can bring as far as your arm, pocket passer? What kind of quarterback are you?
First and foremost, I pride myself on being a leader and leading the team. And anything I can do for the team, you know, that's what I want to bring. That's the most important thing to me is making the team better, making everybody better, the coaches as well. So I'm really excited about doing that. It's great to be here with this new team, and I love it so far.
Talk about, you know, Ryan obviously had 5 years here. He not only had 5 years to get to know the offense, but he had guys like Marcus Sales and Alec Lemon, wide receivers he played with for 4 or 5 years, and was able to really, he talked over and over again last year about, you know, developing chemistry, how he was on the same, he knew exactly what they were going to do before they did it. Not only do you have to learn a new offense in a hurry, I mean, how do you overcome that lack of chemistry with receivers? Is there any way to do it?
There is a way to do it. I study a lot of tape, a lot of film. I can kind of tell just by the way a receiver runs a route on tape, you know, what kind of receiver he is. Going from high school to college football, it's a big difference. Well, I'm coming from college football to another college program. Being at Oklahoma, I was able to learn from Sam Bradford and Landry Jones, and the relationship Sam Bradford had with guys like Ryan Broyles, and even Landry Jones with Ryan Broyles. Those guys, you know, he knew what he was going to do. You know, me coming in here, I had to watch tape. I'm watching a lot of tape. And the thing that's good is the carryover from offense to offense was immense. I mean, it's the same concepts, just different terminology. So as far as carryover and everything, I don't think there's going to be a big issue. Just learning the terminology, I feel like I'm ahead in that department too. So I'll be ready to go tomorrow.
How long do you think it takes with new receivers, new offense?